If something ever looks too good to be true, run away.
The funny thing about it is when I walked in the door the first time, there was a kind of a pretty big wooden picture frame with all these little pictures in it. It was the only thing in the house. And I took it down and looked at it, and it was a picture of the house in the neighborhood with no other houses around it, just redwoods. So it obviously was really old. And in also other pictures, there was various old family photos. The first weird thing was my friend had spent the night. She was sleeping on my floor and woke me up and said she had seen a girl standing in the doorway of my room. She was in a blue dress and she was about 10 and had blonde hair. That was really creepy. Maybe a week later, I woke up from a nap and I saw a figure standing in that doorway, a girl. And so then I was hanging out with someone, and of course I was like, let's do a Ouija board. And I tried to talk to this girl. I was like, are you here? What's going on? And it kept going to the same things on the board, like I need light, I need air. I got the impression that this girl had been locked away or something. The other weird thing that happened was my friend came over. He was like, oh, what did you see that? And I was like, what? And he's like, I swear I saw just a little boy around the side of your house. Do you have any neighbors with kids? And I was like, no. He saw it twice, inside and then running around the outside of the house. So then I started to get nervous. My friend said that he had a psychic friend who is a clairvoyant, I guess, someone who reads spaces, who didn't really even need to know much about the house. I told him nothing. This is all a stranger who knew nothing. And he told me crazy things. He said there was 3 ghosts in my house. He said there was a little girl who was lonely and who probably had been ill in her life. He's like, I see her needing space and air, everything that I'd seen on the Ouija board. And he's like, and the other thing I see is a little boy who's sort of more mischievous, but not malicious. And he's like, now the last ghost I see is more malicious. And he was like, that's not great. I was like, just tell me, I need to know what's in my house. He said, there's a man in his younger adult years. This guy should be wearing an old-fashioned man's suit and a hat, who is sort of a pervert ghost who will watch women sleep, but he's like particularly attracted to women. And I was like, whoa, this is gonna do it. But I was really scared. So I figured I should go home and tell my housemates what I uncovered. And I had sort of a house meeting with people who were living there. I didn't want to like plant the seeds in their mind. I wanted to check in with them if anyone had seen anything. And so one of my housemates, who I barely knew, said, I just thought it was a dream, but I woke up and there was a face in a hat staring at me. And I was like, what kind of a hat? And she's like, I can't explain it. And it was then that I thought, wait a minute, we have that picture. And I grabbed the picture off the wall, and was when I really looked at the picture and realized that all the ghosts that I'd been heard of were all in the pictures. Every single one. Almost like the ghost came out of the picture. A little girl with polio crutches and the little boy. There's other pictures of like a young man in a bowler hat. I said, did it look like this guy? And she started crying. She was like, oh my God, that's exactly what it looked like. I told them the truth. I told them everything. And that was enough. I got myself out of there, and then I immediately found another place to live. It was too much.